What's up, everybody? Welcome to Grits and Grammar. I'm the man behind the wheels, your boy, Ceddy J. And, of course, the beautiful ladies that make up the show in the building.
What's going on, people? What's going on? It's your girl, Dizzy. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Dizzy. Hi, everyone. Angela. You see, I just dropped the model for my name. Which model, Angela? Same difference.
You see what's going on, people? I missed last week, but I'm here this week, so I'm so ready for my confession and also entertainment. I have a good entertainment because I have a question that goes with my entertainment news for tonight, so I am ready. So I don't know. Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody last week. Y'all did a good job, and thanks to all the listeners on last week as well. The show was awesome last week.
You know,
thank you.
You know, that's how me and Andrew do it. You know, we like start being a hutch.
No.
Oh, okay. Y'all see y'all playing? Okay, cool. All right, but, yeah, go ahead and play. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and play.
I'm
going to
being a hutch now.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean it like.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean it like that, but my bad, Ceddy. It's all love, Ceddy. Shout out to Ceddy J for holding it down last week and this week and every day of the week. Like, this was up, though. You're a sweetie pie.
I need to get my belt. That's what it sounds like. That belt need to get that behind.
Y'all crazy.
I'm about to play. So what's going on? What's the latest?
What's the latest on?
You guys.
On me?
Yeah, you guys, what y'all did the week this weekend, yesterday.
I love life. I woke up, you know, went to sleep, woke up back again, went to sleep, woke up again, and then, you know, woke up and then happened to be here doing the show. So that's pretty much how my time went.
This is up. To God be the glory. This is up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please don't. We don't need this one. That is okay.
I'm not about to play. Okay, I'm not about to play for him. But now, shout out to everyone that's listening. Appreciate it. Shout out to Fetch Domino. He's just so supportive. He's a sweetie pie as well. But make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
It's like low key. It's like a co-host, and he like the unofficial unofficial male co-host for the show. You know, he just it's. Because he's on there every week, he always got something to say. He's like, God, he always got something to say.
I agree. I don't know, people that, when I come into people that's like that, they have that positive aura about them. Because he has some type of positive aura. You know, like when we have a discussion or something, he'll just, like, make everybody rethink about what we thought generally or something like that. Shout out to him. He's very supportive, and I support him and his movement. So, I don't know.
He don't quite make me rethink. Yeah. He just, you know, I don't listen, but he don't make me rethink. You know, I'm a free thinker.
And he's not just a supporter. He's a genuine supporter because you never have to ask him to support you. He does it, like, willingly.
Yeah. Right.
So shout out to Fats Domino. And if y'all haven't listened to his music, y'all pretty much whack. So y'all need to do that. Anywho, Sadie, how was your? Didn't you host a DJ party this past weekend?
Let's see, it was all right. Like, actually, I was staying in. Sometimes when I'm promoting and stuff, I'm still at home working and stuff. This weekend, I stayed in because I was working, finishing the magazine. Man,
oh, okay.
Y'all wait till y'all see the magazine. Oh, my God. We really went in, man, and I like the direction. This one, every issue, but that's what you're supposed to get better. And this is every issue is starting to find itself more and more because of all the great people who were involved, like, man, without people like Angela, who was involved in the magazine, you know, it wouldn't just pop off the way it does. And every issue, man, you know, she's always willing to step up to a challenge and try something different to kind of play with her or her fashion article or whatnot. And I like that because it brings a different element. You're not really getting that in a lot of black-owned magazines. Not the way we approach magazines. Everybody's kind of doing the same thing. So it's great to see everybody who's like on the same page of, hey, there's, you know, take the time out and realize that you get to be a free thinker in this. So it's great to see like people like Angela taking hold of that, like really owning that.
What city did you say?
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. But in real life,
yeah.
From the sample of the magazine that I did see, I see that it has its own a lot, and I'm excited. And it drops, what, Thursday, right?
Yeah, it'll be out on Thursday, tatted up Thursday. Yes, you know, I'm about to start doing that. It'll be my new hashtag. I'm going to start on my Instagram and Twitter and stuff. It's going to be tatted up Thursday, which is going to encourage people to take pictures of their tattoos. And then, heck, if it's hot, I'm going to share it. I'll pick a couple every week to share on my Tumblr page. So, yeah, man, a little sign shop we're going to start up. But, nah, man, other than that, man, just been living, man. No, this week's going to be bananas. I will be in a dock this weekend because we got Lyra Galore. She's supposed to be coming out to Zoom Lounge. Just went this off Friday, so that's going to be hot. And I can't wait, man. So it's going down.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. I heard didn't Lyra get into a bad car accident like a week ago or two?
I don't think she was in. Was she in a bad car accident? I don't think I heard it. I have to go back and look.
I think it might have been 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Let me go look. I'm glad you let me check into that.
Oh, look at me throwing drama. I'm sorry, y'all. Throwing act like media takeout. Just going with shit. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, but she in good shape. I'm looking at recent pictures now on Twitter.
I mean, I didn't say she got towed up. I just heard she was in a bad accident.
Oh, shoot. I heard somebody say bad times and then I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what's happening there?
She
said
it's the worst. She
said
it's like,
hey, man, shoot, it'd be like that.
It's an accident.
Not like she's going to die. I feel like it's like she's going to die, but if she could have got, like, you know, hurt real bad, man. So, you know, that's why I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. But she was
that's
just
funny.
In Memphis this past Sunday to turn it up.
Before we go on top music break, what is our topic for today? What let Desi to the topic for today since she came up with the topic?
Desi has a little sketchy.
I don't know if I should say because
oh my God, the topic for today is can you learn to be you know, she, I don't know, then she go, I don't know. The topic for this week. The topic of this week is: can you learn to be passionate about someone that there is no chemistry at first?
But clearly that's not what the link says. See, now you're going against the link. Like, the link with the topic in it, you're going to confuse the people because that's not what
no,
it says. Like,
see, okay, let me break down. I break down why it's not like that, why the link says a certain way. I'll break that down. And
got 25 characters.
Room, yeah, you can't put the whole city.
Oh, okay,
as a
okay,
title.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I was short. When I name them, it has to be shortened, or it won't fit because they, you know, Google. They always try to have it be Google friendly, so people can search keywords about something really quick. So that's why I shorten it, and if people read all the way, they can see it says feature topic of the week in the bio, which says, can you learn to be passionate about someone if there is no chemistry at all? There you
so
go.
That should be a pretty good debate today, I tell you.
Absolutely.
Because
sure.
It definitely will turn into a debate.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a topic that we've all actually just agreed on.
I know it.
Last week, me and Angela was on, we were in unison. We were like, this is how we think. It was,
dang,
wow.
I don't even remember what last week's topic was. Oh, you know what? This week is also the return of confession session. I don't even have a confession yet. I got to think about one.
Oh man. I wasn't ready, no.
You know, I'm really not ready tonight either, so there's no telling what kind of foolishness will come out of my mouth. Fresh yourself.
Oh, boy.
And
y'all stay tuned for that
foolishness. I try to say something a little more funny because, you know, y'all were hating my confession last time, so, you know, I'll share something else a little better this time so y'all won't hate on me.
Please. Please do.
All right. So, I know also, too, I'm on the show as well. We'll be having the health tip exercise routine for the day too.
Yes, we do have health tips, and just since you did already bring it up, you can also check out the health tip already posted in our Glitz and Glamour Facebook group, and you just type in Glitz and Glamour Radio and just like our page, and you can also see the health tip that's posted as well as any of the past shows that we've had and other news, gossip, or topic information that we have on our site.
And also, too, make it easier, people, when y'all listen to the shows, like in the show bios or each Glitz and Glamour episode, it has the Facebook link. It has a link. All you got to do is click the link, bam, like the page. So even if you don't remember what we said, how to find it, the link is right there. It's simple to go to and check them out, man, to support the page. You get a little bit of everything. It's some craziness, some stuff to empower you. It's a little bit of everything.
Come on, all that fun stuff. Of course, we got some
guys. Yeah, we tell you how to get your lace front together, all kind of stuff.
Are people still wearing those?
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, yes. I've seen them, and it's just, wow. You're going to get me started. I'm saved. I can't do that. I can't do it today.
My bad.
I'm saved. I can't do it no more. I can't roast people the way I, you know. Heck no. You know, I'm the king of roasting somebody, so I will not give up. I can't even let that go. Some people need to be roasted, though, Angela. Some people do. As far as trash we got tonight, man, I figure because, you know, it's about passion and all that, you know, we're going to dig into the drawer and find some freaky, little bit of freakiness on today's show. So I got a little bit of that. I'm going to throw something out of the blue. So, there you go. You got to be passionate. So, it is about love and passion today. So, there you go. All right, so I'm just going to throw stuff at y'all, and we'll be back. So, we got three tracks coming at you now. And you'll find out they are right now.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, even though it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's not worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath until you feel it in your chest when I go under, under. I ain't coming up until you're screaming. I give up when I go under, under. You be making waves, my shit's getting dice, close your eyes, all you gotta do is let it go. Where your body flows, it's a water show. And I can't stop until it's spilling over. And it's a sight you see when it's coming. Telling me your body's getting closer. I'ma hold my breath until you feel it when I go up.
Over here, you won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet.
We're back. Good to music break. That was the first track was Pleasure Beating, and that was Under. And then the second track was I'm a D-Town native, but, you know, she go to school at PV. My girl, Diamante Glitz. That was You Can Get It. So that was what you just heard in the music break right there on Grip to Glitz.
Well,
so there you go. And I saw Desi over on Twitter acting a fool.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm I'm just saying. I was just shouting him out. It was like, you know, their music break is just like on point. I'm sorry. I'm a very sexual person. It don't take much for me to get to that point, regardless on if he play it or not. But it's just like when he play it, yeah, thumbs up to you. Shout out to Teddy Jackson. Hell yeah, shit. Get me ready because I got to go to work at 12 midnight tonight. So, yeah, he get me right.
Just
oh, man. That ain't the way to go to work, though. That ain't the way to go to work if you go to work mad.
I'm feeling good. Like, really good.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Do we want to know?
Look, that's why. Look, I'm a way for that because that kind of, like, goes inside
that's
the whole, like, entertainment
session. News. That's what, now we want you to confess that. Now you're going to put that in confession session. We want you to confess what that meant. That's intercession session. What did you mean by that? So you got to hang on to that one. But, yes, it is it is about that time. It is an entertainment segment. That's where. So, Mona Angela, let you take the reins on how we going with this. Where we going first?
Our entertainment segment is... Well, as we all know, the reunion for Basketball Wives was last night, of course. And, of course, it was just as ratchet as we thought it would be. And, like, I totally understand Drea's reason for not, you know, wanting to be on the stage with the other ladies. And I am a fan of Brandy Maxey in Malaysia. And I feel like on this reunion, Brandy was to the point that she just came into the reunion, fed the fuck up with Sunday. And, like, you could tell she still really wanted to get her hands on Sunday. Because I don't care what Sunday said, Brandy wanted to whoop her ass about it. Sunday said, thank you, Jesus. And Brandy would have been about her seat to kick her ass, okay? Just because she's to that point, she don't want to hear shit she got to say. Which is, like, hilariously funny to me. But, yeah. And who else? Jackie, I don't know who the fuck be dressing Jackie. But she needs a new stylist and, like, bad. Like, she looked like a little boy. Or, like, Jada Pinkett and sit it out at the end when she finally got away.
She didn't hit up Maya Angelou. She needs to hit up somebody.
Like, don't nobody where they go and ask some people with their hair slicked back. What?
What?
Yes, it was. I'm going to post a picture of everybody last night. It was horrible. It was horrible in real life.
It's
wow.
Almost like, you know, when she dressed sometimes, it's like she's shopping different decades all at one time. She got 90s look going on, 80s look going on. She don't know what decade she want to wear at the same time. It's like, come on.
Like she do really be tripping. Like, when they went to Paris or whatever, she got that little bullshit-ass knot thing on her head looking like the Wayans when they used to do that. Remember the gay twins? That's what she looked like, for real, because she ain't got no hair. She got to stop gelling everything up. It's just not
for her. And be honest, she could be a beautiful older woman.
Older man. She kind of looked like a man.
I agree. Cause she, I don't like her to say she's older.
That hateful.
Nah. Yeah, like it's really not that serious.
It's a lot of these women out here who look like women, who are quote unquote, who ain't women. So you gotta watch out for that too.
True.
Because, I know you've seen some of them trainees that have been on Twitter that get exposed. You know, they be having these dudes out here full. Not I.
That is true. And, like, what else in entertainment? Donald Sterling got his rights read to him today. To me, I feel like everybody's completely overreacting. Like, you cannot sit here and really tell me that you don't think nobody goes home in the privacy of their own home or privacy of whatever the fuck they doing and have their racist moments.
Exactly.
People be at home all the damn time, probably like
exactly.
These white folks that got on my damn nerve, causing
crackers,
whatever.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
does that shit, and if you tell me that you don't, you a damn lie.
Exactly.
You tell
what?
Your wife, but when you tell your wife that she can't bring, that I don't approve you taking pictures with black guys and don't be bringing them to the game, that's another discussion. I understand you saying.
No, it's
not
another discussion.
These white people are crazy. They acting crazy.
She married a period. Point blank, period. She married that motherfucker, if that was the fact. You know who the fuck he was. You ain't been married to nobody over a long amount of time, and your ass ain't know who the fuck they was. Fuck that. He
nah,
called your ass a nigger bitch a time or two.
My dad put it quite. My dad said it pretty good.
Okay.
Like my dad was up
like,
earlier. He was,
called me nigger. I ain't trying to hear that. Bullshit.
He's
trying to
capitalize thing.
Right now. So fuck it.
Nah, this is the other thing. Because when people get older, you know how it is. When people get older, they tend to start just saying stuff how they really feel. And as they get older, my dad was like this earlier. Like, people, when they start getting older, they start saying what they really, their true colors start to really show themselves. You know how
when people
when you're
get
older,
drunk, their true colors start to really show. Shit.
But we talking
fuck
about
that.
No liquor,
he didn't
no
call
liquor, this
point
is the
blank period. This ain't the first outburst. I don't give a damn what nobody say. This is the first outburst that was recorded.
No, we did. That was let me think about that. We go down a long list of people who have not been dealt with. But Ezra, here's the problem. Why I say that it is a big deal. When somebody says a gay slur. Oh, you're getting fired. You're getting charged with a hate crime. You can just say, "Oh my God, that's gay." And if a gay person don't feel some way about it, feel some type of way about it, they can disrupt your whole entire thing. So because it's the fact that we become so desensitized to saying, "Well, racism is still going on," that we let it go. But I'm not letting it go because that's the way that people eventually are slowing down and not watching what they say about gatekeeping is because they take a stand and stand for that stuff. We just keep skating on the rug and say, "Oh, it's nothing." And we keep skating on
the
rug.
No, it's not
the
fact that I'm not saying that, "Oh, it's nothing." I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, the reaction, of course it's unacceptable. Disrespect is never
especially
acceptable.
When your employees are like that.
Like, people acting like they so shocked and fucking surprised they said that. Just the same with that other bitch. Like, that shit ain't nothing new. Like, really. Like, one is nothing new. Okay, you just suspended an 81-year-old man for life. He probably got 2-3 more good years in him. Like, really? That's all we got? A suspension? The motherfucker's still a millionaire. What did we really take? What did we really prove?
They can't do too much because they can't do too much.
Exactly.
But
nothing's
but,
so
State
no
Farm, but other people are taking stands too because State Farm removed their sponsorship from them. And CarMax removed their sponsorship from them. At the end of the day, no one's going to magically have all these millions of dollars disappear tomorrow, Angela. Like,
no, I'm still saying like the outcome of it. What do you feel like was successfully happening from this?
He's gonna keep getting fucked in the ass.
Okay, he sell his team to somebody else for more money than what he paid for. He's still capitalizing on some bullshit. Still winning at the end of the day.
If that's the approach we take it, not be actively involved with doing stuff, and that's what we gonna continue to get fucked in the ass. We've got to the point where we just sit back and we just hope something happens. Everything I do, if I do it, is I'm active about it. I don't just let me just hope I'm gonna get famous tomorrow. You can't just hope. You need to work. The people who really get famous and stay famous, they work hard at it. You can't
okay, but
what I'm
asking,
say,
what is it that, what is the outcome that you're working for? That's what I'm confused about. What's the outcome that you want to come out of this whole situation?
That it's unacceptable to continue to say stuff like that, and it needs to make, and it needs to be, or it needs to be something that needs to be spread across, not just within the NBA, but it needs to be spread across anywhere that that's unacceptable. Because, you know, like I said, you know good and well that if somebody say a gay comment, they going to get, all of a sudden, you out of there. But if you say to a black person, oh, it's not being racist. It's not, I just said somebody being black. But on the other side of that, I hate this at work when you do surveys at work. We always ask everybody, oh, what's your race? It's stuff like that while we are the way we are. Like, until we tear that kind of stuff down, what the hell does it matter? So,
okay,
there's so many different ways of going. But like you said, I agree with you what you're saying, that it's not necessarily you say you don't care. Is that kind of feel the fact of why try if nothing's going to – like I said, because I understand the thing, like, why
no,
try
I'm not saying
no
not try at all. That's not at all what I'm saying, because what he did was completely out of line. What I'm saying
right.
is
if
to the bitch
come
he's
out
with,
why try,
that ain't the first time she been disrespected in that manner. Number two, people sit at home and when shit like this come out and they act like they never heard shit like this before. It's probably all Caucasian meetings, book clubs, and all they sit about do is say the N word every goddamn 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't act like that's the main thing. The main thing is the disrespect factor and the factor that you don't want the shit to continue. Like, you're still standing up for your rights. That's completely different. But suspending people from a team and shit like that, no, that's not enough for me. If we're going to talk about what's enough, that's not enough.
No, because if you went to your job today and you were behind, because you got a water, if that's the case, the why is when you apply for a job, they always say, because now they get to the point of they're so damn nosy, they want to know what your Facebook is, what your Twitter is. If that's the case, your Twitter is private, it's not their business, right? Why should you trying to get a job have to, why does your Facebook and Twitter matter to them? It's the same thing. That's a private matter, so it shouldn't be, it doesn't matter to them. At the end of the day, if you say something out of line and it misrepresents, and you are a big representation of a brand or a company, that's going to get you fired. Because if you said something crazy and went to your job tomorrow and they find out about it, your ass is getting fired. Think about it. How many people got fired over drunk pictures on Facebook? It's the same thing. You act a fool. I know plenty. That's why they ask your Facebook. They want to know if you, they want to see what you do in your personal life. And
why do you give them
person,
your Facebook? If somebody asks you for your Facebook, you just give it to them? Really? If you know you got some shit, you ain't got no
business
on there.
You really think that these companies don't do that? That's a common thing now, Angela.
I didn't say they didn't do it. What I said is why give it to them. Is that common? If you know you don't shit, you ain't got no business.
They make a requirement. They make a requirement if you give it to them.
Can I talk? So, if it's a requirement that you want to check my Facebook and I know I'm applying for a position that they do that, it's my own damn responsibility to either not have my real name on there or to at least have my shit private to where it's not able to be looked at. How about I just don't post dumb ass shit on there?
Exactly. That's true.
It's that simple. Like, don't do dumb shit if you don't want dumb shit to haunt your ass. Simple.
That's true.
Well,
just like
you
saying
that
don't commit a crime,
Angela,
if you don't want shit happen to you.
You just proved my point. You just said exactly what I just, what you just said, all you just did was prove exactly what I just said. Don't do dumb shit if you don't want to come back to making ass. He did dumb shit,
but
he has to have somebody making ass. That's why my point was exactly.
What people are still not understanding, he's Big Ben bitten in the ass because he can't go to a game. He got a fine. And, you know, he can't own a team no more. He gonna sell a team, make more money. Oh, yeah, big-ass fucking deal. You're really losing here, sir, because you called a couple people the N-word. No, he's not losing. He's no point has been proven. He has not got disciplined in no manner. What the fuck?
So what do you recommend that they can do legally What do you recommend they can do legally?
I don't recommend anything legally.
Then don't say if you don't have a if you can't help be a part of the solution, you can't complain about people making the solution to solve the problem. You gotta start somewhere.
No, that's not what the fuck I said. I'm not complaining about the solution. What I'm saying is don't act like what was done was like the settlement for the situation. If you're going to argue about the situation, that's not an easy settlement because you're still on the back end of the deal. So if you are happy with him being, you know, banned from the games of his own damn team that he still owns the niggas running up and down the court, fine. If that's what makes you happy, but at the end of the day, he's still in control of the same situation y'all trying him not to have him control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I? Are we still on this topic? Because I still want to get my entertainment out.
Go ahead.
Okay, shout out to Angela and Sanjay one time. They was really debating about that. Me, personally, racism is not new. I'm not surprised. So, you know, hey. But on a good note, on the entertainment news, John Legend and his wife, they've been married now for a good little minute. And he's actually on the cover of Cosmopolitan. I don't know if y'all familiar with Cosmopolitan. I'm pretty sure Angela is, but Sadie, I don't know if you know about Cosmopolitan, but it kind of gives
I'm a magazine owner, so it's my job to study magazines, so I know all about Cosmo.
Okay, so she is the face of May on the cover of Cosmopolitan. So the question was about her husband. Like, they asked, you know, how did, are they, is he a freak? Do they do PDA? All that kind of stuff. So she was like, he's really not, their relationship isn't like freaky deaky, but they do PDA. They do a lot of PDA. And her example was, like, if they go to a restaurant or something like that, he would want her to wear a dress, and he would, like, caress her upper thigh on the inner thigh area while they're at the table. Now, she didn't go into detail as far as saying that he would finger her or something like that, but it was just, you know, he liked that type of, you know.
Yeah, she got to keep her a little lady-like, right?
Affection.
She got to leave the...
Yeah, because they
the,
are
the,
married,
the
so you know, so right, and they are married, so you don't want to give too much because you're married, you know, you don't want to do that or whatever, your marriage, but... So my question, when I read it, I was like, oh, that's what's up. So my question is, has anyone on the show, or the listeners, have any type of PDA story where it's, like, crazy or, like, hot or just kind of like, oh, okay, cool. So you living on the edge.
Oh, Lord.
So that was my question.
I
mean,
don't know if I want to share that one. Oh, Lord.
But I was just saying, that was a good question. I was like, well, I wonder what our callers, well, not callers, but our listeners think, like, about PDA. Like, are they, do they get down with PDA? Because there should be no limit in a relationship, like, especially showing affection towards a woman, because a woman love affection, not just attention. So it's just like, I don't know, what's y'all stories on PDA?
Ooh-wee, I don't know. I don't know what to do now. I'm going to pass it now. I'm
you suck, Betty. You suck.
No, I can't wait to meet. Come back to me. Come back to me.
I don't really have, I mean, shit happens.
That's a thing. What kind of answer was that? Get the heck out of here. Next question.
I mean,
can you elaborate better than
that? It depends on if I really like you or not. Because sometimes it's like uncontrollable feelings, and sometimes you just want to fuck on the patio. Who knows? Sometimes you got neighbors, sometimes you don't. Sometimes other people are in the movies with you, and sometimes they ain't. The shit just happens.
Oh, Lord.
And that's all I'm
okay.
going to say. I didn't say I didn't sing. I just say these things happen.
That, so that was her kind of telling us what she did. Like, did you read that? I read that from what that was, then. She was, like, kind of telling us what she did. Okay.
For me.
Big ups to that.
I'm a virgin.
No, no, I was saying that was Angela kind of low key telling us what she did. If you're reading that right.
Oh, was that a confession?
That all the way.
Was that a confession?
That was a confession to your question. To your question asked. She kind of, if you read it all the way, you would see what she was telling herself. I was reading it for what it was. Like, uh-huh. So, yeah, okay. I see Fats go here, too, man. Bro, what's up, what's up?
What's good, man?
Not a much, man. You know, me and Angela bicker like cats and dogs as you do. But, I love being with Angela, man.
How y'all doing, Angela, Debbie?
Hello.
I missed last week, too, man. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You haven't even gotten to the topic yet. Right now, we're getting into confession.
No, I called, when I heard Angela, when y'all were going at about the basketball. That's when I kind of beat in. And then I heard Desi bring something up. So then I had two things to talk about.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot on the plate we threw at once.
Yeah. But to Angela about the Donald Sterling thing and how you feel like nothing has changed, you know what I'm saying? Even if he's banned for life, what they said about this guy is basically he was one of those people who loves to be around. He loves to be courtside. He loves to be in the locker room. He loves to mingle with the players, even if he thinks they're slaves or whatever. And that's taken away from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got money. You can't do nothing about that. But at the same time, we know people are racist. But the fact that you don't know, like you don't know who, it changes the perspective. And he showed himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you work for a boss who was like, you could think it all you want, but if you knew, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a little different.
I mean, that was why I left my first job was because of that. Like, that's one of my confession, but that's, like, one of the reasons why was because of was a racist remark that was said about me continuously and was nobody doing anything about it. And it was unwarranted. It was like, oh, they only treat him good because he's black. Like, seriously? It should be good because I've worked there for 10 years doing my job.
Yeah. And to Desi, about PDA. Oh, I had a statement for Angela. It's not PDA if people are not around. It's not PDA if people are not around.
Why is everything for me? Why is everything for me?
You mentioned something like that. So I just wanted to tell you it's not PDA if nobody is not around. Because you mentioned about doing something on the patio.
Did you read that, though? She was trying to play it off.
An apartment complex, neighbors, people walking by outside, people watching. Public is public.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was talking about herself.
Well, it depends if it's daylight. If it's daylight, then people like come home from work. Yeah, then that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah. The craziest thing I had happen to me as far as PDA is concerned is an ex-girlfriend of mine, she humped on my leg at a football game.
Wow.
Like a, you know, kind of like how a dog may hump on your leg? It was like
rain, heat. Wow.
I mean... I got too many stories, bro.
That's a scary part. I got too many stories I go with this. I'm sorry, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, but, I mean, PDA is cool. My pet peeve, I don't like holding hands. I'll put my arm around you. You can put your arm around me or kiss or whatever, but I don't like holding hands. Like, I just despise it.
Why your hands, Woody?
Why? Is your hands wet? Is it?
No. My hands are nothing wrong with my hands.
Yeah, I'm going to cop block real quick. Like, I can't cop block if I'm holding your hand. So that's, you know, that's why I'm like,
yeah, I don't know. It just, it's just something about it. And I mean, I don't have, like, I have, like, manly hands, but not the, like, rough hands. So, I mean, my hands are cool. It's just, I don't like that. I just don't like it.
No, I don't like it. Pineapple.
Yeah. Like, plenty of times if somebody try to hold my hand, I'll, like, let go and then put my arm around them or something like that. But I don't like holding hands.
I hold hands every now and then. Like, holding hands every now and then is cool, but, like, doing it all the time, like, we skipping on the goddamn yellow brick road, I'm not down for that. So it's just,
yeah,
it's just
like
overkill.
That.
Like, do we have to hold, like, I'm not walking an old lady across the street. It just doesn't have to be done all the time to say, hey, I'm
now,
excellent.
Now, there are some exceptions. Like, if we're crossing a street, I hold your hand as far as, like, protecting you. Or there's been, like, a altercation that happened in front of me and my girl, and I kind of grab and pull it to the side. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But
are you two-stepping with her or something?
No, I'm not a two-stepper. I want to learn, but I'm not a two-stepper.
It's like doing the tango or something. Like, you got, that's the only time.
Yeah.
Probably, or like you can put a ring on it. Or you can put a ring on it. That's the only time. So, other than that, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, Desi, you got one you want to share?
PDA.
Yep, this ain't your confession, so don't think you switch.
Oh, I'm ready for my confession because I need help.
You're trying to back out.
No, I'm not gonna back out. But I mean, PDA. It's been a long time. No, I don't really have no stories about that, but I am ready for my confession, though.
Okay, well.
So can I just jump into that since I already didn't do the PDA? Can I just jump into the confession?
Well, I'm going to share mine because mm-hmm. y'all thought I wasn't. I'm going to share mine.
PDA
okay,
is
well, go
one
ahead.
I don't know which one was the craziest. No, this one was the craziest one. It involved Walmart. Oh, my God. It's one girl I was talking to. Like, and it was scary because of what she said to me. I was like kind of scared how she just did it. Like, so I was in, we were in the entertainment section of Walmart, and I was like, I forgot what I was buying. I was buying something from there, and then there was some music going on the radios there. She started twerking on me out of nowhere. That's not the big part. Like, it started twerking on nowhere. I was like, okay, that ain't nothing. So then we go to the checkout, right? And then, wow, this is when this chick, oh, my God, that was the craziest thing ever. I was in the checkout, and all of a sudden, she gropes me out of nowhere and says, it's mine. I was like, what the hell did you go? She groped me in Walmart. It's like, she just and she groped the heck out of me and said, that's mine.
Uh-huh.
That's out of nowhere.
Did
in Walmart.
She was twerking?
Huh?
You said she was twerking in Walmart?
She was twerking in Walmart. She was twerking over here in Walmart, the entertainment section.
Okay.
No, this was years ago. Don't play me. Don't judge me. That was like 2006, 2007. So I get a pass.
So she was about a $5 movie, then she just started twerking.
Oh, I can't deal with you. Damn, and like, you know, you go to entertainment station, they be having no radio playing, right? Like, so,
yeah.
So it was some song over, I still remember the song, it was T-Pain song was on the radio. All of them trying to get to you and that money. That song was on. Pull that stunt. She pulled that stuff there. We got to the checkout. She pulled the other stunt. She just kept trying to grab me. She was like, no, this is mine. Like, I was like, what the heck? I said, we ain't in the checkout line. What the heck you doing? Like, so, yeah, that was a crazy moment, PDA, because I was not ready for that. She just wasn't taking no for an answer. She was like, no.
I get grabbed in public all the time, man.
Like, but like, chill, but like, grab me like you a schoolboy bitch and tell you that's mine. Like, that's a different discussion. Like, she tried like you to bitch up a little bit. Like, oh my god, you're back in the like that type
but
of songs.
I feel like that's passion, though. That's a part of y'all topic.
That is passion, but I just said, but you have my TDA. I just share it. There you go. There's my TDM moment. That was,
you had a girl that was passionate, twerking in Walmart, and grabbing you in front of the checkout lady.
About the $5 movies.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to $5 movies, you know. He just, like, threw it out of nowhere. $5 movies, really?
She found a Rocky II
really?
$5 movie. Start twerking.
I came with you. I came.
She found that little three movie combo. The one dick.
The one that comes to Ghostbusters with the limited edition comic book or something in. Oh Lord, that was a crazy day, man. That whole day was crazy. Oh man, I went to Chernobyl too. I mean, it's one girl. She used to try to get me to do something to her in the DJ booth. Like, I was like, I'm DJing. What are you trying to do? So, yeah, that was another moment, but I said that for another day.
Okay, great. Now I can talk about...
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the confession, because mine is kind of, like, really some serious.
Okay,
so my confession for the week, since I missed last week, I had to come back with something that was, like, really big. So my confession is, how can I put it to where y'all understand? I helped my friend. Wait, let me see. How can I put it? Hold on.
Oh, we're not slow, man. This thing, I can use content food.
Okay, I turned my friend man on, but... It's not me. It's my words that I'm giving her to give to her man, but it's not me. It's I don't want to turn him on. How can I put it? Because y'all probably don't understand.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm reading exactly what you're saying. You were trying to tell her. You were trying to help her out. Give her some tips of what to say, what to do with him, right? And he kind of was getting riled up because since you didn't want to share the advice, you know what you're doing. So he got kind of riled up by you giving the advice to her, and he heard it, and it kind of got him riled up.
She's real green. That's the thing. Like, she's really green to, like, a, you know, sexual acts or whatever. I'm sorry, Sans Domino. I know you're celibate, so just, like, kind of stand to the side because, you know.
I'm good. I'm good.
This is the thing. No, I didn't mean it like that. I just know he's, like, I got to respect him or whatever. But anyway, like, she's really green. Like, she don't know nothing. So she called me for advice. And it's, like, her man, like, worked crazy hours because I think he's, like, a truck driver. Like, he worked at the All Rig or something or whatever. So he have, like, a serious job. So they Skype and they do all kind of other stuff. So I helped her get her man... like off, like he gets off by what I'm telling her, but it's my words, it's not her.
So you do this a lot, so I thought this was like one moment, so you mean like every time she meets,
no,
like,
and the crazy part is, that's true, because crazy part is like I'm finding myself like helping a lot of my friends.
How did that happen? How did that start?
One of my friends, she called me and she was like, oh my gosh, like he's texting me. He said this to me and I don't know what to say. And I was just like, girl, are you crazy? Girl, you better tell him. Pop, pop, pop. You know, I don't want to really go into that, but girl, you better, let me tell you something. You got one that's like that. Well, he didn't say blah, 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 but
I mean,
I don't want to get into all of that.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know I did.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? We don't know. I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's kind of like,
He just was like,
you were talking about, I don't know if y'all gonna get what I mean. We don't give what blah, blah, blah means. We got everything. Yo, blah, blah, blah means.
Well,
blah,
I
didn't want
to get into all of that extra detail, like, because we all on the time limit, all the show
way,
people.
Bro.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, because everybody else has a confession. It's just not my confession. I just wanted to kind of confess that I helped my friend to get off, but it's actually my friend giving him the words. I don't know. Just, like, crazy.
Wow.
But I find myself going in the last
thing.
She was
all
hard
up. Like, you was going to be like, like, you was going to, like, that was good. Like, you kind of hype it up a little bit too much. I was like, that's going to go.
But that is good, because that's, like, crazy.
That
like, who
good.
You know
that
helping.
Whatever, no, I know about people to be putting people on game about stuff. Trust me, I know. I've had to tell people about how to you know, go take a trip downtown. You know what I mean?
What?
Say, man, this is what you gotta do, man. You want to turn it on, man? You gotta do this to it. No, I told people that too. I know where you're coming from. I've been there.
Yeah. But I do it a lot. But I don't know, because I'm thinking, damn, maybe I should start getting paid for it. Because it's like, damn, bitch, I ain't trying to, like, turn your man on. Like, that ain't my damn man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit,
right.
I'm going to have to start charging you because, shit, you calling me all the time to get your man. Like, really? I don't know. But that's my confession. I help my friend, man. So, you know.
Angela, you got a confession you want to share?
No, I really don't. I've been pretty innocent lately.
I knew that.
You've been innocent? Yeah.
What'd you say?
Never.
Now, I remember the what she said that couple of weeks ago, man, that was pretty wild. That was.
Man.
I still remember
that
one.
I don't
think
I have no
crazy.
Confession for real. Let me think. I really don't even have to think. I just don't want to be having y'all out of my business thinking I'm some kind of young ratchet.
I got a confession.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
I kind of got two. So my confession is based on scandalous women, I should say. So I don't really know if it, the other one is confession. One is just a story. So this girl, this is a long, long time ago. Long time ago. She kind of sends like a new picture, right, to me. But it came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't ask for it, but it came out of nowhere. And I clicked the message details, and it got, like, 10 numbers. It's like, what? So I text it back. I'm like, you need to watch who you send this stuff to, because I know you sent it to somebody else. And she's just like, no, I didn't. I just sent it to you. You need to stop playing with me. So I, like, wrote the numbers down and texted them back to her. Like, screenshot wasn't that back then. She's just like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't call none of those numbers. I was like, what the hell? it doesn't make no sense. Okay, so my other confession.
She got caught.
Like, I can't tell. I know this girl that slept with, like, four of my friends. But I'm the only one that knows she did. Like, every other one, like, maybe thinks, oh, it's only me. You know what I'm saying? And so every time she talks to, like, the next dude, she's, like, aware of me. So she's probably asking, oh, did Rodney say this or did he ask you that? Or so I kind of, like, have an upper hand on her. Like, she'll probably be nice to me, so I won't say nothing like that. But it's kind of weird. And one time she tried to talk to me as well.
You better pull a K Camp.
What?
I said you better pull a K Camp. Ain't nothing cut it off, man. Get that bitch off, man. Yeah. Cut it off.
I mean,
that is so dirty. Like, she don't have nothing. Like, really?
Okay, tell me this. Tell me how y'all feel about this. So I got this friend who he's talking to this girl. And he had this roommate who I guess he like went into his room when his girl was in there, and she didn't want to be seen, so she was hiding under the cover. And he told his friend, "Hey man, get out my room, I got company." And he's like, "No, you don't." I guess she was like under the cover, so you couldn't really tell if it was a person. I guess she was small. And his friend kind of like hit the cover, but he ended up smacking her on the ass. And she jumps up. And my friend, the girl, they wasn't like nothing serious, but maybe months and months ahead, the guy who smacks on the ass, they're like now in a relationship. Like, how y'all feel about like if you meet some girl in your friend's bed, like, is that even possible? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Let me back up. Calm the hell out. You met the chick you trying to talk to, you met in your friend's bed? I mean, wow, that's all kind of weird, man. I don't know what to say. I got to give him the goddamn, look at this with the goddamn cookies. What the damn cookies are? The hell? They got to get them damn cookies. What the hell, man? What the hell? Like, why would you do that? That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, that's like stuff, you know what I'm saying? I can't talk to my friends about it because they're like a part of it. So they'll probably be like, they'll go back and say, oh, this happened. So you got to, like, talk to somebody outside of the situation.
Yeah, for it's not shit.
I mean, I got a bunch of close friends, though, man. So to me, it's funny, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you got this chick, and I know everything, and she's just trying to, like, watch it back. So she, like, she'll probably, like, watch my tweets. Probably look at my Facebook status or something like that. It's kind of crazy.
Ah, that's too much to deal with, man. That's like you say you can't. It's because some stuff you can't share. Like it is what it is. It's something you can't share your friends with. Too many friends and associates involved in the situation. It's hard to share that with somebody. Like, you got too many sideline people going into the conversation, and they're not going to understand where you come from because, like you said, they all invested in the situation.
Yeah. Crazy part, the main reason I can't say anything is, like, probably to this day, one of my friends is probably still madly in love with this girl.
Mm.
Like, from time to time, they might still mention her. Like, oh, I talked to such and such the other day. We was talking for a minute. It's like, man, you got to get over that. Like, I say that, but I can't tell you why you need to get over that. They'll be like, man, we might have a chance to get back together. I'm like, no, you don't want to do that. I don't even think about it.
I came from my back. I just can't. Like you said, you got to. I can't. So topic. I know we in the hour. Oh, and I'm supposed to share. Our confession. My confession. I was going to share. I'll share it in the end because I want to make sure I'll tell you which one I want to share, and I want it to be good. So I'll share. I'll wait till later to share. All right, so it's time for the topic. This week's topic is, can you learn to be passionate about someone with no chemistry at first? So, Desi, since you did come up with the topic, we'll let you take the floor first.
I would have to say no and yes.
just depends on, I didn't go into detail on, like, oh, this person been, like, fucking for this long. Because, you know, everything takes time. Nothing, like, I'm not going to be passing about a person, like, the first day. Maybe our vibe is cool the first day. And I, like, okay, I can see myself, like, talking to him. But as far as, like, fashion, but if we've been talking for a minute and it's just no passion, then no, I would have to say no. So, no, not at all. Because it has to be, like, all around, like, that's what's up. Like, I can vibe with you. We have good conversation. Like, we don't have a lot in common, but we're open-minded to doing certain things. Like, you know, the sky's the limit. Like, we both ambitious. Like, we have goals and, like, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. In that case, yeah, but no, if it's nothing there, I would have to say no.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you mean by passion?
What was I thinking about when I thought about it? Angela, did I tell you? No.
As a matter of fact, you did not.
Angela don't know
nothing.
Man.
No,
fuck you did.
Damn!
Y'all say shooting me down. Mm-mm. I ain't helping nobody out right now.
Angela,
I just thought I told you.
I'm not even looking at my old text messages.
Damn. Because I don't even think I don't really know. I don't think it was anything in particular. I just think it was like an overall, like, if do you have any type of, like, can you be with someone where there's passion or there's no passion? Like, that feeling that at that moment for that person. Like, I'm really passionate about this person. Like, I don't know if you understand, but I think that's where I was going with it. It wasn't nothing in particular, like sexual or anything like that, but because you have to have chemistry with someone. Like, you can't just be talking to somebody that's like an associate or like a friend or like somebody like that. But to have passion in like our conversation, especially with you, Fats, because it's like you and I feel like I'm passionate about our relationship on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Because you give me something. Because you give me something to think about, and then I might give you something to think about that you didn't think about from a woman's perspective and vice versa as a male, giving me male perspective on the situation. So I don't think it was anything in particular. I was just thinking, like, in general.
So you can't
so
be.
Not,
but now
not just a relationship. Not just a relationship. It's not, so your question is not just about relationships in any aspect of life, period.
Right, right.
It's hard. I mean, that's like you said. That's a hard one. That's, I mean, no matter what situation you're in, like there's some people who have chemistry. And sometimes, because sometimes the other way around, some people have lots of chemistry. They get along with you so well, but they're not very passionate people to begin with. So they can't be passionate, so they don't show their passion like other people would about what you do. Because some people who not clicked in with you every day, who necessarily are, they can be passionate. But, oh my God, Sonny J has new radio, another episode of his radio show coming on. They might not click with me that well, but they are passionate about listening to what I got to say. So it's a different, it's the other way around. Sometimes some of it can be, it can have chemistry with you, but they aren't passionate about what you do and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm going to be real with you. The first thing I thought about when I read that was thin line between love and hate.
Yep.
And like, I don't know if you remember, Martin had the relationship with, the lady, that crazy lady, like when I think
she was fine too. Good God, that was a fine older woman.
Yeah, but that's what I thought about. Like it started out good, and this lady was like, he was probably the one where he probably like hanging with her, and maybe the chemistry was there, but they wasn't further along. She was passionate from the jump, so her passion led her to like buy him all these things. They rode around in a limo. Like, she did anything for him. And then when she found out about this other girl, her passion led her to try to kill him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because that was a case, like you just said, she didn't have any chemistry. Because remember, she kept playing him, and she kept not wanting, you know, she was like, oh, God, why would I want to deal with you?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But Martin wasn't, he wasn't passionate about that relationship at all. He was just more so bragging to his friends about how he got her. It wasn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Angela.
But,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, when the topic was first brought to my attention, I thought about this in a, you know, my significant other type of manner. And I was confused.
You look crazy, man.
I'm laughing. I'm being for real right now. Because you can, you know, really like somebody, but sometimes something is just missing. And I feel like that passion thing is what kind of completes the relationship to me. And if I can't be fully open and passionate with you, then it's probably not going to work. And I don't think you can really grow into being passionate with somebody. Can you do that? Can you grow passion?
Over time, right?
Yeah, time. Time.
Yeah,
like how much time? Like, should we get married?
Know,
I'm still waiting for passion to grow or what?
Oh, no, but I wouldn't go that far, but.
Yeah, I usually think of passion,
so passion
like,
should probably be
you don't
want to
lose
date.
That person or something like that.
Right.
Okay, so
I'm
somebody just going to say
room
that.
Share something about this.
I'm just going to say that I pretty much, I'm going to need that whole package. Like, if at the first time, you know, we talk and we're not as passionate as I want to be, maybe it does grow over time. However, I can only go so far without, you know, the full package of the passion and the chemistry.
Right, I agree.
In the chat, I'm in the chat room for a session, so you sit in the chat room, which is pretty pretty heavy. For first, BJ Lister in the chat room said, as far as, like, with Lynn Winfield's character, who was the older woman on the movie, that wasn't necessarily passion. That was more needing. Because sometimes you tend to be passionate about something. You passionate about something because you need it. But once that need is gone, or someone takes what you need away from them, you know, a whole other chemical reaction happens. But then, Starship Smelling Prize said he broke down the word passion. He was saying that passion, which is another word for a deep feeling. For something or someone gets confused or lust in physical feelings.
Yeah. But you got to understand that movie, she had been hurt before. She was like the woman, and I know these women, they like, man, if you cheat on me, I'll kill you. Like, they that passionate and they love you. Like, they may need you, but at the end of the day, you can't do them wrong. You know what I'm saying? And some girls are passionate like that. And that girl was more so...
Yeah.
If you do me wrong, I'm a kid. You know what I'm saying? And she tried.
So it goes back to what I said about the chemistry thing, like having not, like, you, because you, like I was saying, like, you could not be passionate and have chemistry, because it's like, you know, and me doing that myself, you know, a girl I was talking to, the reason why we didn't make any further was not necessarily because one person was bad or the other or whatnot. Our chemistry was like, bam, like click. But she couldn't be passionate because of that mental block somewhere in the back of her was stopping her from allowing her to be able to be as passionate as she would want to be. So it wasn't that we didn't click, which is where the chemistry part comes in. It's that sometimes people have their guard up from other past experiences that don't allow them to be passionate.
Yeah. Sometimes I get confused on the chemistry side. Like, I can understand, like, like when you're getting to know somebody. I think when I think of chemistry, I think of like the initial moment when you feel like you like somebody. And at that moment, you want to know all about them. Like you want to know where they went to school, where they work, favorite color, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, is that chemistry? Like, I don't know what it means.
That's a good question, because now I'm thinking, like, is it a such thing as, like, too much passion? Because that lady was crazy. That's like a person saying, I mean, if that's, but I'm serious, like, that's crazy. Like if someone say, if I can't have you, nobody will. I don't think you passionate, bitch. I think you crazy. What you mean if nobody, if I can't have you, nobody, that's scary. Like, yeah. I don't feel like I like you and I have chemistry with you. For me, I think chemistry is just how I vibe and how we, like, connect with one another. I'm passionate when it comes to my love and how sincere and genuine. I'm always going to be sincere and genuine, but I'm really going to be extra, like, sincere and genuine when it comes to you, because it's just you and I, nobody else. Of course, it's going to be your family, my family, but in our relationship, whether it's friends or whatever, like, I'm going to be, you know, for real about what we have. That's passion for me.
Yeah.
And I think that lady was crazy. She's not no. She's crazy.
Oh. And did they ever some more something they said? Say, these listeners. This is making a point that some people confuse control for passion. Like, as far as I'm reading, what that basically means, like, some people, in order to prove they are passionate about something, they have to have some sense of control, and when they lose that sense of control, now their passion kind of takes a bad turn for the worse. Not just using the analogy about the movie or whatnot, but using about anything. Like, for instance, if somebody, I use an entertainment sense. Let's say that a model and a manager, they clicking, whatnot, they're passionate about working with each other. But the moment one loses control over the other, or whatnot, one can't handle losing some of their control, then they start to lose some of their passion as far as they had before. I'm saying, well, dang it, now I'm losing my control. So now I'm starting to not be passionate about how I was when I first started.
Okay. So I just thought about something. I feel like chemistry, like you create chemistry. Like, you ever had that dude that you kind of blew off, like, ugh, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't probably give him a shot. And when you got to that point where, okay, he kind of cute, he got a nice car, whatever y'all say, and you just decide to talk to him, and you're like, okay, that sounds good, and that sounds cool. And, like, the chemistry is there because he liked you from the jump, and now you decide to like him, so, okay, now everything is set. And, like, with passion brings out different things in different people. Like, that lady was crazy in that movie.
Yeah.
But we all had that person that's clingy, but they wasn't clingy at first. But then when they start to like you, they want to be all in your space. They want to see you every day. Or you got, like you said, some people get controlling. Some people get angry, want to hit you. Some people get possessive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
some people give up their control and too compromising because they're so passionate about not, about something not falling apart.
Yep. But I think it brings out different stuff in different people. And like Daddy said, it brings out crazy in some people too.
And this goes into some more. I'm going to read the rest of the chat room. I mean, they going there today. BJ of Expounding said, I think that you grow passionate through maintaining a healthy mutual relationship. And that works in anything because I think, like, for instance, when I first contacted Angela, our chemistry, like, kicked it right away because we both were the same mindset. And as we started knowing each other more of what makes us different and how, you know, the weakness in the other person versus the strength or whatever, we became more passionate of working with each other. So I see what they say. I could definitely apply that to that. And, you know, it's kind of like what Dez, like when Dez came to show a quick word, but as I started to see that she was how much we clicked and whatnot, it made me become more passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Sasha Snowy Bride says, passion for some people is loneliness. Most women or men are lonely and seek passion. And even that's
men?
True because most women or men are lonely and seek passion. And I can agree with that because think about how many people go on Facebook. You go on Facebook and you look at most of the posts that people post at the late night. It's always, let's play the numbers game, like my status if you're up. It's always stuff like that that like kind of shows that I'm lonely. Somebody hit me up because I'm so lonely and I need that attention right now.
I don't think that's
passionate.
I
need somebody to be passionate about wanting to talk to me. Because you know how people say, send me your number. Well, not like your phone number. You know that the game where you send me a question and then I'm going to put your name as a number or whatnot. And then put in and answer the question my status, that game. Like,
I mean,
that's
you can easily say that. You can easily say that about anybody on social networks, though.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, they post pictures on Instagram for likes or comments, or they post a status for likes or comments, or they got kicked so they can talk to strangers, or they got asked me so you can ask me questions. Like, I think that's just people that want and need attention.
Or they're on a stash looking show of Jenny or something. Right, I see you.
A twerk video, thirst traps. Y'all know about this stuff. That's
you just kind of opened up what he just said. The next thing, they see something that is missing in their current situation or relationship. It confuses a feeling of loneliness with passion. Like, because you think about some people, they post pictures and stuff. You think about some of you posting your pictures and stuff, and you're like, well, they, you know, they always saying, like, do I look good or whatnot? But they got a man, and it's like, why do you always need us to tell you that? It's because some of them, you know, their man is kind of like, you know, I just ask a relationship progression. They're like, well, do I really need to say she look good all the time? Because I'm in a relationship with her still, right? So why am I saying that? So some people get lonely, and they want somebody to be passionate about you. Simply, sometimes just clicking like to let for people to say, hey, I'm passionate about what I see.
Is it because in the beginning of her relationship, like they had that chemistry and passion so strong, and then eventually, you know, a person get comfortable, and it's like you don't compliment and you don't say all those nice things to her. So now it's like, okay, she's taking pictures and all kind of things to get a like or something from someone else, male or female. Is it because of that reason? Is it because it's just like y'all been together for so long? It's just like, I don't have to say it because I've been with you for so long. Like, why is it? Because a woman still want that.
I feel like that's just
It's kind of like, as far as chemistry, though, it's kind of like the body, like your body. Like, when you're trying to keep your body in shape and whatnot, when people diet, sometimes they realize when they test something is they try to eat the same thing every day. They say, oh, well, this is healthy food, so if I eat this the same thing every day, my body can, you know, I continue to lose weight or maintain weight. But you gotta do different things, eat different things to kind of keep the spice going in your body to make your body not get used to something. Same thing relationship, you got to mix it up every now and then to try it so that it's always interesting, it never gets boring, and now that person is like, oh, okay, you can't do it. It's like what you said earlier, that you were talking about how if you got to do what you got, you know, as far as your relationship, you got to do what you got to do to keep them, you know, you got to do whatever because you want if you really care about your woman, you got to do what you got to do to keep her. So it goes back to what you were talking about
there. Right, I agree.
I mean, most women who post stuff like that, they already post stuff like that, like whether they have a dude or not. Because I just honestly feel like women are way more smart than that. If they needed attention away from their dude, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like, that's going to be the last place they post it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to attract no attention to that. Sure, if she posted pictures with, like, short shorts on, she vaults, like, she always did that. Because, like, just think, if Desi posted pictures like that and her dude met her when she was doing that, like, he has to kind of accept that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. She
probably still do it. But, like, if she needs attention, like, if something is off at home, Instagram is going to be the last place you see it. Like, it's going to be in text messages. It's going to be in Snapchat. It's going to be in your email. Like, that's where you find something like that.
Right.
Like, women got the game already. A dude may do something like that. A dude may attract attention to where his girl finds the girl he messing with on his Instagram because she commented and put him out there. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But a woman, way more smarter and sneakier than that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch.
A woman coming on like, she coming like, I seen those pants in your closet. Like, what? And then he's caught just like that.
Wow.
Okay, I see how we got a caller. They going in today. Caller from the 770. You're on Grits and Grammar. What's up?
I just called to say hi to you young people. Somehow you ended. I was listening to one of my programs on Block Talk, and somehow I ended up listening to you guys. I was just wondering how, I think I want to ask how old are you, or what's the longest relationship you've had where you experienced that passion type thing you're talking about.
I guess for me, I'm young. I'm 26. I've been with mine for 5 years. So it's like that passion and chemistry, I knew it from day one.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I don't know, it was just something about him. He was different from the other guys I've came across in the past. So, yeah. It didn't take long. I think the chemistry was, like, there, but the passion didn't come until, like, maybe a year in our relationship as just friends.
Yeah, I think I'm also BJ. I was commenting. But I think what you're saying, like, initially, yeah, you have that chemistry, but ultimately I think passion has to be shared by two people.
Right.
Yeah. The love kind of passion, because you know, passion is an intense feeling. You can passionately hate someone, you know, and I think in this case, when you're talking about trying to have a passionate, healthy, passionate relationship, then I think that has to be mutual. And yeah, you say, because when you start, and actually, I'm speaking from an older point of view, but. Mm-hmm. I've met guys that I was instantly attracted to, but they didn't make good partners. You know what I mean? Even if I experienced a relationship with them, it wasn't a healthy one. I think sometimes that instant chemistry can get you in a little trouble because you're not seeing as clearly, you're not asking yourself all the pertinent questions, okay? And this is kind of weird for me because the one guy that I did, one time I met this guy, we were at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and we had like this instant chemistry, and come to find out he was a convict. I mean, like...
Oh, God.
I don't know if he had just gotten out. This is why I thought it was so funny. But, I mean, it was like, I don't know what. It was, you know, it was just one of those things. And, I mean, after I talked to him, and he went back to Oklahoma, and I came back to Georgia, and I'm talking to him on the phone, and his world is so different. But for that moment in time, it appeared that we had a magnetic attraction to each other. you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Did he know how to sing?
No, he wasn't a singer. I mean, you know, no.
He played an instrument?
I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative. So it wouldn't go like it goes now, you know. It wouldn't happen like that. You know, it wouldn't be like that kind of thing. I'm originally from Mississippi, raised in a very conservative world. And but I think, like, I know people meet and hook up, like, right away now, you know, when they think that that's that exciting chemistry or whatever. It's just a new set of rules. So I think we have to kind of guard ourselves because the next day you got to say, okay, well, what was your name now? You know, so.
That started in 90, though.
That started, yeah, but see, I'm telling you, I'm old enough to be probably everybody on the show's, you know, mom, okay? I can tell. Really, but, you know, it's interesting. I like hearing people talk about life and situations, and, of course, I've had more experiences, and as I look back, I'm able to look at it, but the way you explained this, having met this person that you were attracted to, you both had a little time to grow into each other. That's a healthy kind of passion. You know, you like them. He's respecting you. You're respecting him. You like what he's about. He like, you know, and then 5 years, that's, you know, it has sustained itself. But sometimes when we say passion, we really mean sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sexual chemistry.
Feeling, I want
sexual
healing.
Yeah,
I think that's why when I came up with the topic, I didn't label anything. I didn't put sex. I didn't put relationship. I didn't put any of those words in there because it was just a general question. As far as friendship, as far as I wasn't speaking about sex because that is true. I don't want it to be just in one category because, like you say, you can have hatred and be passionate about hating somebody.
Right.
Like, you know, so I don't know. But, I don't know, you made a good point tonight. I appreciate that.
And also you can have a mutual passion. What happened, I mean, this happened with me, and I'm going to let you guys go. There was this young guy I was working with, and I do legal research. So And at first he was trying to get his friend to talk to me, and I told him his friend was too young for me. And he's like, what, do you just don't date guys that are younger than you? I said, no, but he's just too much younger than me. And so, you know, time went on. We continued to work together, and I started to like him, kind of, sort of.
Because
he was smarter. And I just started to feel this attraction, and I wasn't proud of it because, again, he really was much too young for me, you know. But nonetheless, he represented a lot of things. Like, he didn't believe in lying. He had ethics, and he was smart, and just so many things. And his voice began to sound sexy on the phone and all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, because feelings, people, we are people. We have feelings. When we find people who align with our interests and whatever, you know, we start having an attraction to them. Now, we both still have the same passion for helping people, and so it's very good when you have all of that, when you kind of have an interest in the same area of study or helping people or, you know, or like that's why people hook up when they go through AA or something. They have the same journey, you know. So it can happen any kind of way. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate
you.
No problem. It's always good to have that old school mindset right there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you guys on my watch list, or follow, so I'll pick up and see what you are talking about from now. What area of the country are you all in?
Texas.
Oh, I'm just, you know, I start to learn a lot because I read a lot, and I start to learn what I guess I was missing. When I was reading, like, what other women were doing around the country. Because, again, I was raised in the South, and it was just a lot we just didn't know about. Sorry, but that was the way it was then.
So.
Well, right.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Thank
appreciate you.
Okay.
Miss DJ.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Man. I'm going to tell you all the time, you never, ever know who's going to call in and what they're going to say.
And me. I just want to let y'all know that. Angela is very mean.
Oh, what did she do?
I'm a wonderful person. I appreciate
sure you
all calls to you.
I'm about to give
myself
my
phone a for a second. It.
All righty.
Second.
Let's see. Trey, we're going to play. Cause, you know, we always do this, you know, every show. Every week on the show, we always got to play a track with my boy Fess because he's like that person that's so loyal all the time. So, oh, man. We were talking about control earlier. Let's go with No Control.
Hey, what up, man? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Jay Boogie for getting me to do this. I wasn't going to do it at first, man. But ain't no beef on this end. Just to step your game up, man. A lot of niggas not rapping. Like, at all. I'm trying to make it to the top. Paper chasing up the steps like I'm Rocky. Once I get down, I'm looking down on everybody that tried to stop me. I feel like the Don, the King, not the same boxing. The boss heavy bag train daily though, cause losing ain't an option. Trying to take over the whole city, moving ain't an option. Every punchline combination is cruising with a pilot, or taking the bad chicken, putting the bruising on the private. I use the speed bag flow in hopes to show the folks that I know the ropes. I can easily say I'm GOAT, quote for quote. Blow for blow, I'm like smoking Joe. I know some of my leads that really rope a dope. Slow your roll, I'm headed to the ring. My flow cold, I need an overcoat. A lot of niggas overhyped, my overhand is over most. Metaphors hit them like uppercuts, broken nose. Before you know, every floor I roll to have them on the flow. I'm dope the most. Hip-hop scene be having niggas reaching. The declining and rhyming is no big secret. But if we like Big and Pac and beef like Big and Pac, end of the day, we might die for the same reason. So lately you won't hear me on a lot of niggas' features. The way I eat them, they tell me that I'm better off singing. I feel like Uncle Jesse again. H-Town is full house when the boys are back in town. They all out of season. See, these niggas been playing for way too many seasons. And I'll never hate on how the next man eating. But when you feel like a barbarian and practice like you Aryan, makes sense for Houston to give you better treatment. Cold Park, this the same place that I was born at. Met a lot of women, went to parties, went to prom here. Came up like the Jacksons with family and comrades. Seen niggas die over Jacksons, comrades. And I'm tired of hearing East Coast, West Coast, like down south niggas only good for getting leftovers. Ain't trying to be the king of New York or the next over. The next chosen, Red Ocean, the next Moses. Best quote and most deaf or deaf poet. They super bad or just choking, step broken. The whack rappers came and took the passion out of it. I'm guessing if I had money, I'd rap about it. Shit, if I had it, I'd probably just put my mans on and kill all these DJs for playing these damn dance songs. Go up to the prison and smack niggas with their pants low for bringing it back to the same hood that we came from, like the kids ain't watching. And they don't know what their options is when they role models is just niggas fronting for followers, see. I can give a damn about an Instagram. Even if it wasn't an Instagram, I'm still a man.
And we're back.
Here's another confession, man. I hate listening to myself.
You know what? I agree. Sometimes I'm like that too. It's like when you hear yourself, you kind of like, what the heck? Because I go back and listen to shows sometimes and listen to myself and kind of critique. And you're your own worst critic when you listen to yourself. You're like, man, I'm passing through.
Yeah.
Shit did this. Which is just a gift and a curse because you got to critique yourself to get better. But sometimes you over critique yourself and you kind of, stuff that is good, you kind of overanalyze it.
Yeah. It's even, like, that's cool, but I'm pretty sure y'all been to the studio before. Like, they, when the engineer is, like, working on it, he plays it over and over and over. And he's just like, dude, you got to stop playing that. Like, I've had friends come to the studio, and I do something new, and by the time we leave, they know the words to the song. Just, that's how much he plays it. This one time I was working on this song, and I was trying to find a singer for him, for the song, and they wanted me to sing how it went, and I can't sing, but then I did, and they was like, oh, that sounds good, and I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't, but that song never came out. Yeah, that didn't come out. It was so bad. Like, listening to it, it was terrible.
I just said your own worst critic, man.
Yeah.
I do that too, man. Like I said, I listen to shows, and it be something I'm doing good, and it's like, nah, I'm like that. I critique the wrong stuff, like stuff that don't even, that's a non-factor, but you got to critique yourself sometimes. You ain't perfect. We are not perfect. It's always something to work on.
Right.
Your phone never had an echo, and you like, I will call you back if you don't want to hear yourself talking.
Yes.
Yeah, my phone's there all the time. I thought it was just
like
a prank.
No, my phone did that too.
You got Sprint too?
I got T-Mobile.
Oh, shit, Jesus.
T-Mobile. Cut the lines, they say, whatever.
Yeah, T-Mobile what?
It's okay.
I just found out with T-Mobile the other day, I was paying a cell phone bill that I don't have. I was paying $60 a month for a phone.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're the crickets. Where the crickets?
Where
the crickets? We need them.
I've been paying this bill since... I've been paying that bill since August, man.
Wow. Dang.
That's when you balling. You need a dry ass paying bills.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. But they credited my account. Some money.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
That's awesome.
All right,
that's
Angela, what we got?
You ain't got time, bro.
Y'all gotta stop calling on me like that, because I'm not ready yet. What happened?
Angela, maybe. Y'all don't even know.
It's time for the health tip exercise routine.
I have nothing.
No, it's good.
Yeah, boy, I was about to share one. Thank you, you reminded me. Oh, I forgot. I was in the moment. I forgot about it. I got one. Okay, I got one. Man. Like, dang it, I was going to say, this is a good one, actually. It's a really good one. Confession of the mate is, you were talking about this earlier, where a person met a chick in his friend's bed. A confession with me, a chick I talked to, she wasn't, you know, I didn't know she, you know, she had sex with my friend. I didn't find she had sex with my friends well after the fact, after I'd been hanging out with her and doing stuff, and then come to pass to find out, you know, when I'm getting ready to go, I was going to go over his house, and she was coming to chill with me, then all of a sudden, all this stuff materializes about, hey, yeah, she, she didn't tell you she... And then, so I got to find this out from her because she didn't know we were friends. And that was, like, true. It wasn't, you know, because we weren't, like, friends. We, like, hung out with each other all the time. It was, like, one of them college people you hang out with, like, here and there and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that's when it kind of, like, whoa.
So
she
a lesbian?
Whole thing is, no. Not a lesbian. She talked to one of my male friends. She talked to one of my male friends, yeah.
So she a hoe.
So she met you there, and you didn't give her the address.
You said no. You said what now?
She met you at his house, and you didn't give her the address.
No, I didn't meet her at his house. I met her from a completely different place. We happened to know while we were already talking to each other. I'm talking about like in the talking to each other. She had been hanging out with me, and I was off to go to my friend's house. Okay, I don't mind rolling with you. And she didn't know what friend I was. I never said what friend name. I just was to my friend house, and this is when all this. Because then, you know, I felt this weird vibe in the room about like what's going on. You know, like you know, kind of reading on. And then, you know, when you know your friend gives you a hit up, like, dude, you know what, old special, old girl, man. It was like that. Like
so
that was one of
the
hardest
the
things because I actually continued talking to that chick for like some years, son. That was like crazy. Because the thing was, I can't. You know how like you the one the cardinal rules is, you don't talk to the chick that the homie talked to or whatever. But can you say that when you didn't know, and the chick you talked to didn't know that you were friends with somebody else? Can that rule go on?
What was your relationship after that? After you found out?
That made it a little bit hard. I would say it made it very hard. Because all the time I had to always had it back in my head, like, having some sense of insecurity, not like, hey, I'm not there to him type of stuff. It was more so in the fact of it's not feeling, not feeling comfortable with having, now you got to hang around my friend all the time, and then you hang around my friend. We got to have this weird-ass vibe in the room.
So... your friend slept with her first, or you did?
Yes, that's the thing. Yeah, he did first.
You should have fucked her in front of him.
That's weak. So you was whining and dining. You was whining and dining her.
I have the worst fucking
advice. And she was going to his house.
No, she wasn't talking to him while I was talking to him. Actually, she wasn't talking to him while I was talking to him. Like, this was like months before. Yeah. Because he came out, he even admitted that. He flat out admitted that, too. He was like, yeah, I talked to her a couple months ago, man. You know, I did someone a couple months ago. You know, he came out and said it like that. So it wasn't like, hey, she was talking behind the back and screwing a friend. Like that kind of stuff. It wasn't like It was just.
You know what I hate seeing? It's like, maybe, I don't know your situation, but if she was like a one-night stand to your friend, but she comes to you and she's just like this wholesome girl. Like, I hate that.
Do you know my
life story?
No, that
ain't right. That's not right.
I mean,
people have one-night stands and she probably got saved the next morning and she became wholesome. That's possible.
Angela, don't jump to defend it so fast. I don't want to think that.
No, like that's crazy because you know what, we kind of on point because it wasn't like yeah she was like that's the fit. She was kind of like you know like trying like oh my god because I just really because you're just so great and I don't want to you know it was just so weird man. But the thing is though she was a good person, but she like why was she when she was talking to him, it was like she was going through a lot of crazy stuff. This was like right after she got raped. She was a virgin up until that point. She got raped by somebody, and then
no.
Another person was okay, and then you know, so you know, like a lot of people, girls who have been raped, you know how it is, to where they just kind of spaz out and they like go on this rampage or whatever of like, okay, now we'll never know how it's supposed to feel like not, it get taken from me. You know, at least it's going to be by somebody, at least it's by somebody I willingly will let who had no attachment to him. So it kind of, you know, so that was like, she was, when she got to him, she was in that phase with, you know, setting Jay crazy behind, just having come across her way. So I don't know, man. It's an interesting story. It's confession. Duff had a share.
The confession is Sandy be saving these hoes.
No, no, you're not saying that.
Please.
You don't want to. Don't you jump in and do that, because we don't want to go back 2 weeks ago with Tisha. I have to give the room for the judgment department, because not from like what you did. What you said 2 weeks ago, you could never be the judgment department.
Oh, man.
Ever.
Not for real. I have even
more
confession
more
tonight.
More power to you, Setter.
I put on a Superman cape. She created hoes. She created them. Cause she making them think that she care and she care about these dudes, and she like, hey, all they gotta do is make one little mistake. All they gotta do is read the toilet seat up, and she gonna go behind their back and do something with somebody else. So like, that was exactly how she broke it down. Where's that buzz about how she broke it down 2 weeks ago, Fred? She pretty much said something along those lines. So
I'm just not gonna lie to y'all, okay? I'm just not shit,
yes.
Okay?
All right, this what happened. Angela owned up to her. Said about her own up to
saving this shit. I can't see her.
But I know my problem. See, this week's confession for me is I am truly afraid of happiness. Like, shit can be going awesome in my life. Cool. And then I'll just find a problem.
You afraid of happiness. you're a person that you deny yourself. You deny our group, but that's for every person. Because you can tell Angela that she did great on something. This woman would deny it left and right. No, I'm not sure. She be like denying it. She felt great, and she did, but she would not admit it. She just don't. But like she said, she just, her mindset with happiness is able to turn it and take it that way. Oh my God, Smelly's gonna give my nephew Trump a thought of daughter. Leave me alone.
You know what? I'm gonna go give me some counseling. I don't have to put up with this shit. Anyway, guys, follow me on Twitter at @IAmModelAngela. Maybe y'all can counsel me tomorrow on Twitter. Be a Twitter counseling.
All right.
I posted fitness of the week. I did yoga this week, and it can be found on the Glitz and Glamour Radio Facebook page. Which you can get to that page directly from our Blog Talk Radio link. And that's about it.
Oh, that's crazy. They're supposed to be starting yoga. They're supposed to be starting yoga at my job. That's going to be crazy. Like, what the heck? I'm about to do yoga before I go to the class. So that would be interesting. So, yeah, I guess Andrew's trying to get flexible over there.
No, I'm trying to be safe.
Yeah, save my ass.
Said he saved her.
All right, y'all, man. Shoot, as far as coming out with me, I don't be at this Friday at Zook Lounge in beautiful downtown Dallas. Our Lyrical Galore is going to be hosting. Your boy, Sadie J, is going to be in the building. I'm going to be showing off the new issue of Kim and Kevin's magazine coming out this Thursday, issue number 8. It's going down, so, yeah. Angela, you got something you want to share?
Nope.
Facts, you got something you want to share?
you ever put dudes on the cover of him and Kevin?
Yeah, you know what, bro, actually. I be wanting dudes. I be wanting male models to come through. They so afraid. They think that it's only a woman that is, only women can be in it. But I never once said that. But that's going to change next issue, coming out in June, because there's two male models who have confirmed they're shooting for the magazine. So I can't wait, man. Because I be showing up to the male models too, man. They just be, but it's understandable because a lot of magazines don't show love to the male models, especially when it's a black-owned magazine. They all only want the women, and they want the women half naked, and that's only what they want to do. And they don't show no love to the guys like that. So, hey, I can see why a guy would feel like kind of discouraged sometimes. So, yeah, there we go.
That's it for me.
That being said, y'all tuned to the episode of Grip the Grammar. Man, check it out. Support the movement, man. Support what you hear, what you don't hear, whatever. And we out, y'all. Peace.